CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are. We managed to make it through Tuesday. Small mercies. I know. You talk like that, and it's kind of ridiculous. Let me just find this volume and bring this thing down here a little bit. All right. We are here. We are live. It is time for us to hopefully entertain, enthrall, inform, inspire, and empower you this fine Tuesday morning. And we're going to do the very best. Wednesday morning, and we're going to do the best we can. So let's get a kraken. You know the kraken, that monster from Greek mythology. Leanne Moles here, C.S. Angweni's here, and I am here. And hopefully between the three of us, we'll manage to navigate our way through this next 2 hours. We've got lots of cool stuff lined up for you, lots of cool people to talk to, lots of interesting things to get into, and we want to hear from you. And you can join us by messaging us straight on YouTube. It's very easy to do. Like and subscribe, right, Leanne? I mean, we have to make sure people know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to my channel. Hit the like button. Smash that like button.
Smash it. Okay. Yes. Very good. So if you've done that, then we can all proceed. That's like paying your subscription. You see, we don't make anyone pay a subscription, but I'm going to kind of enforce this from now on. If you haven't liked and subscribed, we're just going to dump you off the channel eventually. That's how it works. Yeah. we care that little. Whew, it is early and it is chilly. Sean Sanders will be joining us later on, and it probably needed more in the last 2 weeks than at any other point in this year, because for the first time this year, really, we've had a massive dip in cryptocurrencies and people are nervous. A lot of people are saying, oh my God, what's happened? All the negative conspiracy theories come up out of the woodwork. So we're going to have to find out from Sean what the general landscape looks like at the moment. But we've also got a piece of advice mail that we have to help somebody with.
Is a biggie.
She's got a very serious question, and everybody's got to pitch in and help, please. So if you have any ideas, we'll come to that later.
What is that?
It's like a half burp, half cough. I don't know. A boff. What would you call that?
A curb.
Yeah, a curb.
Because I was trying to decipher which parts of your body came out from.
No, it's definitely the mouth. The microphone is nowhere near anything else. But on that note, and while we're talking about, people who have problems, listen to this. Richard sent me an email. He doesn't mind being named in this email because it's not about him. Richard said, I just listened to your chat about breathing through your asshole. Reminds me of a guy I was at school with who we called a flatulist. So you remember we spoke about that that new way of breathing through your asshole that they're working on in certain medical courses.
In Japan.
That's right. And everybody was laughing and ha, 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 breathing through your asshole. Anyway, turns out that this guy's friend, when he was at school, was a flatulist. What is that? Well, he was able to, on command and at will, suck air in through his asshole and then fart it out again. He would do that by lying down on his back and lifting his legs over his head, bringing his feet down to either side of his head, otherwise called the Halasana yoga pose. Isn't that right? Because you two, aren't you yoga people, you and Leancia? You are, right?
No.
Not me.
No. Oh, all right.
Well, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. But when I used to do aerobics back in the day, that one where you lie on your back and then you lift your legs up into the air and you cycle in the air.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know that one. That one elicited a few bats.
Well, according to Richard.
out of the class.
Richard says here that he would do it by lying on his back. And again, I'm going to repeat this, lifting his legs over his head and bringing his feet down to either side of his head. So in other words, legs back over and next to the head. That's quite something. The Halasana yoga pose. I had never experienced such horror. And the first time I saw him do it, I will never forget the sound until the day I die. Ugh. He says it didn't even sound like a fart. It sounded like something you could match to music, A to G, on the notes, the keyboard. Hmm. It sounded like it sounded like a toilet plunger being plunged, mixed with a snorting horse noise. Jesus Christ. Said anyway. It was obviously a hit with the others in the boarding house because it was a hit with the boys in the boarding house because boys are just gross. I saw him walking through a mall a few months ago, and still after almost 20 years in the flashbacks. Oh, I've got the flashbacks. So love the show, Richard. Yeah, I mean, I spoke about how there was this one dude at school with us who farted once in assembly, and it made the whole assembly just, there was this deadly silence, and then everyone started laughing. And every time I've ever thought of him since then, that's the only thing I can remember. I mean, we may as well have had conversations about all kinds of interesting stuff, and we probably did. But I don't remember anything else about this dude except that he farted in assembly. It's amazing. Amazing what you remember.
With Richard's email, I just wonder how that guy came to realize he could do that.
You know, so yeah, there
it's
are
quite a few.
Yeah, I mean,
all happens naturally.
You know how there are people who can turn their elbow. You remember we had a talent competition, Leanne. We had like a full on pageant,
yes.
And
Mr.
I think,
and Mrs.
Yeah, Mr. and Miss Gareth Cliff or something like
Mr.
that.
Mr. and Mrs. GC.
Yeah, and we had it at we had a huge like ramp built at a major shopping mall, Sandton City, in fact, and. We had all these people, these talented freaks, and Jen Sue, I think, who we had on Monday. Jen was our master of ceremonies. We invited all the press. We invited celebrities. It was fantastic. It was a huge show. And we had there was me on the throne, and then I had a dwarf who was my ruler for the night, and he was on the throne next to me. Do you remember?
So yeah. Silly.
Just completely
silly. And we had people who could do fantastical things.
There was a woman who she could basically click and unclick her shoulder. There was a person who could burp Archbishop of Canterbury. There was someone who could spit at a target and they could hit it right in the bullseye every time with spit. What else was there?
There were people who could do strange things with their bodies.
Yes. Incredible. Incredible stuff.
Wow.
I mean, that was spectacular. Beat the hell out of Miss South Africa any day of the week.
Good point.
Yeah. So very, very good.
Can you guys do anything? Because I really can't.
I don't, I used to think that it was a special talent to be able to do this with your hands. In the water, and then it makes a little water spout. But that everyone can do that, so that's not a big deal. But that was when I was five. Since then, I've really realized I'm quite ordinary, and it plagues me. That's why I'm always looking for people who are exceptional and who are talented. I'm too ordinary. You know, everybody thinks they're special, but actually, you're not. You know, like Demi Lovato, who's now gender non-binary, she's just saying that because she's not special. And she knows it deep down inside. She's not actually very special. She's quite boring. And
reminds me of the Barney song.
What? I love you, you love me. That one.
You're important. You're the only one. You're the only one like you. Mm-hmm. There is no other in the whole wide world who can do the things you do because you are special, special. Everyone is special.
Okay.
Sorry.
I like that. No, that was probably your best song ever because it's a children's song.
Yeah.
That was quite good, Sia.
That was your best singing ever.
Now do it in farts. Then I'll be really impressed. Okay, let's see if you can do that again.
Yeah. I need to go and load up on broccoli and beans if that's the case.
All right. So, all right, Lev, we've got a couple of things to get to. I know that's ridiculous. And this morning we're going to be serious, okay? We're not going to mess around all morning. So let's get through
that. Like I know. 10 minutes of farts.
Tracy says...
One more fart thing. Just let's get it out the way. Sorry, I have a bit of a delay on my side, but there is a woman in the UK who sells her farts online.
Jesus.
And she doesn't mean that she like bottles them, but she has a YouTube channel or some sort of channel, like an exclusive subscription channel for mostly men who are flatulence. What do you call it? Fetishes.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And she walks around the house just farting for them.
Oh my God.
And they pay her. She's been doing it for decades, and she earns so much money.
Yeah, did you watch it on that other British morning show? Not the one that had Piers Morgan. What's the other one called?
I don't know. The one with those two.
Good morning.
It doesn't matter. We can't get it here, but yes, I know what show you're talking
about. Holly and. Yeah.
Whatever.
I like the fact that she took herself very seriously, and it is quite a serious profession. It's like, you know, well, she makes tons of money from it. Her family doesn't know. I'm thinking, well, what does her immediate family think? You know, where does her immediate family think her money comes from?
You know what? I think that that's pretty revolting, actually. And that guys would buy those farts is just actually quite disturbing. I mean, I think farts are hilariously funny. But I kind of draw the line at someone farting in a bottle and selling it to you. Maybe I'm...
She's just walking around the house farting.
They
ask for specific scenarios, like dress up like this, fart and record it send that video to me, or be in this room and do that.
Imagine growing up and the only thing that turns you on is farts. I mean, that's just so sad.
Gareth, I think there's more people who are like that than you think.
Very sad.
It was still...
it's like a sexual thing for some people.
No, I suppose. Maybe that's
right. But it's also because it happens in private, and people do a lot of weird and messed up stuff in private that we will never know about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you never know what people's people's fetishes are. We've got to tell you a story about Kevin Spacey, who seems like he's back on the scene. We'll talk about that just now. Unbelievable story.
Right.
But Tracy's just reminded me about Body Beat on Good Morning South Africa. Didn't they also do yoga poses and things, and then sometimes someone would fart? I'm sure they did, right? I'm sure they did.
Just all aerobic stuff.
So
hit that perfect beat, boy.
Here's something interesting from Pichleng. Pichleng says, good morning, Leanne. Love you. Last night, I was reading the trial of Cecil John Rhodes, and I found a passage about King Leopold from your Blind History episode last week. Very nasty people. Nasty, I think. But yes, I get you. What a horrible man. And if you haven't heard it yet, that was the latest episode. And there was one that went out yesterday for Hernan Cortez. So there's a brand new update. But yeah, that Leopold of Belgium has got to be one of the most embarrassing and humiliating and terrible and disgraceful episodes in human history, where humans just treated each other so badly. And somehow he slides under the radar. I discussed it with Anthony Miederer, who's my co-host on Blind History. He, you know, everybody, when we remember the evil people of the 20th century, we kind of throw in, maybe it's because he was more in the 19th century than the 20th, I don't know. And maybe because media only really started becoming a force to be reckoned with in the 20th century. And we had, you know, movies and we had photographs, and that wasn't really a thing in the 1800s. But he seems to get a pass from most historians. And in Belgium, there's still statues to him up everywhere. Now, you know, I feel that even evil people's statues shouldn't be destroyed. They should be put somewhere. You know, Saddam Hussein's statue should be somewhere in a park where people can go and look at it, because for a time, that was a man who was extremely influential and powerful in Iraq. And you don't make it better for the people who suffered under him by destroying a statue. That's purely symbolic. While I'm all in favor of taking the statue out of a prominent place, it's interesting to put it somewhere, because you can't wash away history. So I think that they should take the statues of this hideous King Leopold II. Probably away from important parts of Brussels, for example. But they should have a park of disgrace where people can go. They can see the statues of King Leopold and say, ah, there's that son of a bitch. Because otherwise, you know, eventually they become collector's items. They find dark places to hide. Someone buys it for their garden. You never know what happens. And then the rest of us...
Someone buys a fetish.
A fetish, and maybe bottles the farts. You know, you can't tell what people are like. But thanks for that, Mpihleng. Venetia says, when you go for a Thai massage, it's also very easy to let one out. I've never, ever been able to let one out in a massage. I would be so embarrassed.
It can happen easily. It happened to me It happened to me while I was having...
here we go.
It happened to me while I was having a wax, of all things.
I'm convincing my dress.
And, yeah.
May Thank I ask goodness it was my...
Mm-mm. Hang on. What is that, Leanne?
Close to the fart area.
Oh, just... It was... All right.
And... Thank goodness it was my cousin who is a beauty therapist.
Okay.
But she did charge me 50 rand extra because of the farts.
Well, you see, that's at least her, you know, that's the market forces coming into play. I like that. Horrible. Okay, please, let's move on. Anyway, thanks, Richard, for bringing that to our attention. It's always interesting to hear about these weird people and their weird talents. And that's something we never want to stop doing. On this show. It's very important. Okay.
May I tell you about a slightly bizarre thing that happened to me this week?
Go ahead.
My heater is currently broken.
Oh, no.
And that's the least of my worries because my coffee table is also now broken in my lounge.
You've been having some very raucous parties at your house here. Who fell through the coffee table? I mean, that's you must have been doing some freaky shit if people are breaking the coffee table.
It looked like a crime scene, hey? So I have a glass coffee table, and on it as well, I have some of my like prized things, like, you know, special edition of Vogue magazines on there. Oh. I have like special editions of Oprah magazines.
You see, I knew that. Yes, okay. Like her,
that was going to come like her last print edition, which was printed a few months ago.
Hold on. Nice... Could that have been an Oprah magazine where she was on the cover?
Actually, it's cut, you know, three of those magazines with Oprah on the cover.
She's on every
Oprah's
cover.
Oprah sitting down. Oprah standing up. Yeah, Oprah drinking tea was Oprah.
Hi, guys. Right? So me. Oh. All right, go on. I'm distracted. Sorry, all right, go on.
So there I was. This all happened on Monday because I've just been trying to wrap my head around it. I was very, very chilly on Monday and I was working on the couch. Mm-hmm. And I decided to bring my heater a little closer to me and thought, oh, you know what? Actually, it would be smart to drag my heater and put it underneath the coffee table.
Ooh.
In hindsight, I realize that is not a good or smart thing because that is how all of the heat got trapped under the glass coffee table. And this is how
ended up happening. Sia, that's terrible. Oh, my God. That is a real disaster.
It was the loudest crash, the loudest bang, and the glass coffee table ended up cracking. Because of this heat.
That's very dangerous because those, that kind of glass, you can see it's thick glass and to break it, you actually need a huge amount of force. So, I mean, that's very, very scary. And I'm sure it would have made a huge noise because it's also, they will temper that glass under some pressure. So,
I did not know something like this could happen.
Yeah. No, that's terrible. See, so, I'm sorry to see that.
You know what? Now, every couple of hours, I actually just have to go and vacuum clean the lounge again. Because the annoying thing with glass is you can never be completely satisfied that it's all removed. So it's not just wiping the whole lounge down, vacuum cleaning it again. But I'm annoyed. Sure. I was even drinking out of my Cliff Central mug on Monday. That was on the coffee table. So that now... Luckily, it didn't completely break, but there's a tiny little chip, so all of it is annoying.
That's very shit. But you know, these heaters, I mean, they first of all use up so much power. We've got to have them. I mean, I know people who they've got the one heater and that's it. But I often think about like how we'd cope if we didn't have. And often when Eskom isn't doing their job, then we don't have heaters. So we cope with just more blankets and more clothes. But we don't have houses in South Africa that are equipped to deal with very cold winters. We don't have double insulated windows. We don't have, you know, I mean, if I look even through the one set of double doors that I've got in my house, that you can see the light through them. So it's not even like a proper seal on the door. So, you know, air will come in the evening and it's freezing. And as soon as the sun goes down at night, it's really cold. And you need that heater, man. It's fucking cold. So I understand. And then to have this happen to you, lose your coffee table and your heater in one go, that's pretty damn shit. Ugh. Now you have to go and buy both. Horrible.
Do you know, even thinking about where do I throw big chunks of glass away, I've ended up recycling it because of the area. Well, that's the only thing I can do. But it was such admin, and I'm so annoyed with myself. In hindsight, really was not the smartest thing to do, to put a hot heater under glass. But anyway.
Yeah, not a good idea. So Carl says the tempered glass makes such a noise from all the anger. bad tempered glass. So Eleutheria's got some advice for you here. You can use a little wet wipe to dab up the glass shards. You've got to be so careful, though, because some of them are so small, and you'd be wiping, and you can cut your hand pretty badly. And those big...
I haven't been able to read my Oprah magazines in 2 days.
Have you wet wiped the Oprah magazines? That's very important. Make sure they're okay. You don't want a problem there. All right, Leanne is just restarting her internet because she said she was experiencing a delay. So just while we wait for
her... She said a delay, not an echo.
I know, sorry. That was an echo. Yeah, so she was experiencing a delay.
There. What?
Exactly. So just in the meantime, I'd just like to remind you of something excellent here just one more time. A very nice picture of some very small people being visited in a tiny little Oompa Loompa old age home by the President of the United States and his wife, because I just don't think you can ever get enough of that picture. And then while we're doing pictures, have you guys seen the picture that they released for the reunion episode of Friends yet? Because that's out and you can see it. Look at this. Here it is. Here they are, the Friends. There's Courtney. There's Jennifer. There's Lisa. There's Matthew, there's Matt, there's David. And they actually don't look so bad. You know, we were saying, so I mean, obviously this is a studio shot, so they've all been made up. They've had hair and wardrobe taken care of. And I have to say, like, in this picture, they all look terrific.
We can't see them outside.
You can't see it? Oh, let me try it again. Hang on.
I can.
Okay, we'll try it again. Let's see if you, because I think everybody else can. So, you know, I don't think they actually look so bad. I think that the girls especially look terrific. You know, I had a conversation. Who was it that said to me over the weekend that Jennifer Aniston? Oh, yeah. One of my mates was like, Jennifer Aniston is still the hottest woman he's ever seen in his life. So yeah, I kind of amazing. Agree. But Courtney Cox looks great here, too, and Lisa Kudrow. So, you know, and the guys, well, you know, Matt LeBlanc does have that white sort of silvery hair. I can't tell whether Matthew Perry is an alcoholic or not from this picture, so that's a good thing.
Wow, Gareth.
I can't tell, so that it is a good thing. And then
none of the things you're talking about matters.
I know, really. But it's important, and when you're doing a reunion, that's the first thing people do, is they look at how much you've aged.
Yeah, they do look at how you've aged. Yeah, it's the same as a high school reunion.
Right.
But looking at the trailer and some snippets, it's quite cool. I mean, they do a lot of table readings, what are those things called? Are they called table readings?
Table reads, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They do a lot of those.
Yeah.
And they reminisce and laugh. So I think it's quite cool.
That is cool.
I know that the some Gen Zers and millennials will freak for it.
Well,
look, I think the photo is very strategic, though.
We did get an email the other day from a teacher whose Gen Z kids are just all obsessed with Friends. So you're absolutely right on that front. But yeah, I mean, listen, I might end up watching it. Who knows? Isn't it tomorrow that they're releasing it? It's tomorrow. It's a big deal in entertainment.
Leanne, do you have any clarification as to whether this is, you know, based on the trailer, I mentioned this a couple of days ago on the show, based on the trailer, it seems like they do a tour of the set, they read from some of the old scripts, and then they sit down with James Corden. Do you know anything else from the special? Will they actually be acting out scenes?
I don't know. I know as much as you.
Okay.
That's exactly what I've seen.
All right. Well, you know what? You'll just have to wait and see. And if you're really excited about it, then, terrific. Tell us if it's worth watching. I'm never going to be the first one to watch this kind of thing, so you've got to tell me if it's worthwhile. Anyway, so Sia, on your list of things to do before the weekend is to replace your coffee table and your heater. Yeah, I have to my electric blanket, which I finally put on my bed the other day. I managed to wait almost a whole other month before I put it on, and then I tried it out and it's not working anymore. So I have to replace that. So it's okay. I'll survive. You know, it's not the end of the world. But I looked online and they're quite expensive. Huh? They're not. They don't mess around, those guys.
But Gareth, this is one of the things that I think it's worth paying extra for and investing in, because the last thing you want is to have a shoddy electric blanket that
and a fire.
What's the technical term? Short circuits and yes. Yeah.
And you have a fire in the night and you burn to death in your own bed, like you know.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
It'll save on cremation costs though.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Glenda says she's very excited about the Friends reunion, and she says it will be aired on Mnet on Sunday at 8 p.m. Okay. All right. Very nice.
A Sunday night movie.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. I suppose that's if you want to watch it, then that's the best place to do so. Carl says it's the most disappointing thing in the last 2 years, and that includes the pandemic. They're not in character. We've waited 10 years for it, and it's just six rich people talking.
Gosh.
All right. Eleutheria says, awesome. Thank you, Glenda. We've been wondering how we can watch it legally, but she doesn't say thank you to Carl for ruining it for her. And then Derek says, you will be shocked at how the quality of electric blankets has dropped.
Shocked.
Yes, damn it. I take everyone seriously, not on this show.
It was that story decades ago of a little girl who crept into bed with her mom in the morning.
Yeah.
And then she phoned 911 and said, my mommy's dancing on the bed.
She was being shocked.
What had happened was the little child had wet the bed and her mom was being shocked and thrown around like a doll.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
How scary.
That must have been very high amperage on that blanket. Here are the five things you need to know this morning. The first headline is about Jacob Zuma. Yes, as if we haven't had enough of him over the last 15 years. Former President Jacob Zuma is expected to plead not guilty when he returns to the Maritzburg High Court today. Zuma and French company Thales face corruption, racketeering, fraud, and money laundering charges linked to the multi-billion rand arms deal. Last Monday, the matter was postponed to Wednesday after Zuma's lawyers indicated an intention to file a special plea in terms of Section 106 of the Criminal Procedure Act. Tonight on our show, So What Now?, we actually interview Jacob Zuma's main cheerleader, Carl Niehaus, among others. And just give you a bit of background about Carl Niehaus, because we talked to him not only about Jacob Zuma and his involvement with him, but kind of his life story, because I almost got the impression from Carl that he's a bit of a sad person. You know, his family is the ANC. His life was the struggle. And as much as that sounds like a meaning and a cause and a purpose in life, I got the distinct impression that because so many of his family turned against him when he was a younger man, that he was very lonely, may even still be, for a long period of his life. So it's worth watching that if you want to get a little insight into Carl Niehaus. And speaking of people who owe us an apology, former South African Airways board chair Dudu Mieni was a no-show at the State Capture Commission yesterday. She wants to apply for a postponement. Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo said she first had to answer why she was not present, and if it wasn't a defiance of a summons and criminal offense, she would be in trouble. If it was a defiance move, she would be in trouble. But Mieni's lawyer said that she had never received communication from the commission because her previous lawyers didn't forward it to her. He said she wrote to the commission last week to request the postponement, but it wasn't responded to. So she says, I didn't know that I was required to come, but can we please postpone? Doesn't that sound to you? Yeah, it sounds like she's kind of not sure the story herself. So A little bit of bullshit artistry coming from Dudu Mieni, who's no stranger to bullshit. And then the ANC, since we're talking about politics. The ANC has condemned what it calls the unbecoming, divisive, and defiant behavior of three senior party members. They are Ace Magashule, Tony Yengeni, and Carl Niehaus. Mm-hmm. It was a hell of a week to get Carl Niehaus on, Hasia.
I'm so glad we did.
Yeah, so he, he came in. No, he came into studio, and he's defiant. Huh? He has no, he has nothing to apologize for, in his opinion. And he says by supporting Jacob Zuma and Ace Magashule, he's just standing by principle. But you can hear all of that on our show. Watch it live tonight at 8:30 on ENCA channel 403. He says, he says he's got nothing to apologize for, but the ANC themselves are saying they're considering disciplinary action against Ace, Tony, Carl Niehaus. This is in connection with their behavior outside former President Jacob Zuma's court appearance. The ANC's Jesse Duarte made the announcement during a post-ANC National Working Committee briefing. So that's a very messy situation for the ANC to deal with. And Jesse Duarte was on TV last night, and she was trying to convince all of us that everything's fine. But I think it's not. And then...
Gareth, on that story, what was the briefing? It's the post...
The what?
Where did Jesse Duarte announce it yesterday?
They had briefing? A post-NEC briefing.
There's so many divisions meetings and panels and factions and departments.
That's how everyone
in the ANC is the head of something.
Sure.
Because of the many different divisions there are there.
But this is how bureaucrats work, Sia. They like to complicate things so that it seems like they're busy when they're really not. And Jesse Duarte was on TV wearing a keffiyeh, which is that Palestinian headdress, but she was wearing it around her shoulders, you know, in support of Palestine, and talking also about how she thinks that Israel are just horrible people and they shouldn't be trying to defend themselves against Hamas rockets, and that obviously the people in Palestine are being victimized, and she stands with them. So that was what Jesse Duarte said last night, among other things. Donald Trump's back in the news. Have you been missing him?
No, not at all.
Prosecutors in New York.
Have you?
No. To be perfectly frank, I haven't. And you know what? Social media is not as crazy without him, because I think all the people who absolutely loathe and detest him have got to find new things to loathe and detest. And also, it's kind of comforting to not get hourly updates from the president's bathroom about what he thinks of international relations or his enemies. And I haven't been to his new website, so I still haven't seen what's going on over there. But apparently it's just a blog. You can't comment. You can't reply. It's just a blog. And, you know, lots of people have blogs. I have a blog. It doesn't mean you have to go and look at it. So apparently he's back in the news because prosecutors in New York have convened a grand jury to decide whether to indict him on criminal charges. They say, well, they'll gather evidence during investigations into his business dealings and the alleged payment of hush money to women on his behalf. This is that Stormy Daniels stuff, remember, from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they're still digging around here. I thought that had been closed down already. But Mr. Trump denies any wrongdoing, alleging a political witch hunt. U.S. prosecutors can refer important cases to grand juries. They're made up of citizens who examine the evidence in secret before deciding whether to pursue charges. And the decision to convene a grand jury appears to indicate that the Manhattan District Attorney hopes to move towards bringing charges as a result of his 2-year investigation. So obviously ongoing and not finished, as I thought it was. And those battles are still coming up for Donald Trump. So he's not going to go away quietly, and they're not going to let him. Let's see what happens. Finally, from EWN this morning, 2 million people have been rushed into shelters as India has been bracing for another cyclone. Now, India's had a terrible time with coronavirus.
Oh, my word.
And a powerful cyclone is headed for eastern India, forcing the evacuation of nearly 2 million people just a week after another huge storm claimed 155 lives on the west coast. Cyclone Yaas in the Bay of Yaas.
Yaas.
What?
Cyclone Yaas. Yaas. It's Y-A-A-S, Cyclone Yas.
Yes, you'd have better bring that cyclone up, honey.
I suppose you've got to have something positive going on, so just name the cyclone Yas.
Yeah, you know what? Cyclone Yas, it's not great to joke about this because it's no fun for the people who've been evacuated, but yeah, that is a terrible name. That's a terrible name for a cyclone.
I mean, really. Yeah. Imagine evacuating 200,000 people and then imagine evacuating 2 million.
Man, you know, Cyclone Yas.
Just stop thinking about yourself, having to evacuate your family and what that means and what you take. Imagine your streets, your complex. Yeah, 2 million, I don't even think we can properly wrap up.
Imagine being the people who name cyclones and you've never heard that internet meme about Yas. You know?
I wish all news reporters on this would have to, like, snap their fingers in a Z shape every time they mention it. And in other news, Cyclone Yas has displaced 2 million people.
Shame. I'm very sad for these people, though. They've been moved into shelters. I'm just surprised they have shelters that can accommodate 2 million people. That's impressive. So the Indian Meteorological Department said that would bring winds of up to 165 kilometers an hour. They say the warming of ocean waters due to climate change has led to an increase in the frequency and intensity of these storms. Nearly 2 million people living along the coast are being moved into shelters. The storm has disrupted efforts to combat the country's devastating COVID-19 outbreak, and it's a blow for those people. A blow, obviously, for the people in the coastal districts whose families have already had to deal with COVID-19, and now they have to deal with this. It's a horrible, horrible story from India. To wrap up our headlines for this morning. Here's a question. Apparently, people are asking where you can get the ENCA show. I can't watch it on principle. Is there another platform I can get the TV interview on? What we do is we release the interview on, we put a link up on cliffcentral.com on the Thursday morning, or as soon as they give us access to the file on Thursday. So if you miss the TV show live on a Wednesday, you can watch it on Thursday. But, of course, it doesn't help me because the ratings, they only measure live audience on the Wednesday.
Live.
Yeah. And then you know what? They complain that our ratings aren't as high or they wanted it to be much higher, and then I get miserable about it. So if you don't mind, just even if you leave your TV on and you watch the next day, that would be great.
Yeah, the pressure is real.
I know. So I've asked a lot of you this morning. I feel like I'm really leveraging our audience today. I feel like I'm making you do a lot of work, you know, with the like and subscribe and now having to watch the TV show. But, you know, if you don't mind, then you're doing me a huge favor. Thank you. Sia, you going to say?
I've been out for dinner once on a Wednesday evening and there were screens all over the restaurant. And I was very coy in asking them, excuse me, you know, I just feel like I need to know stuff. You know, I just need to watch the news. Can we switch to 403, please? And they did. And I was like, thank you.
Brilliant.
And I'm thinking, like, the four screens that are on there, does that count as, like, brilliant. Four times the ratings? But there's only one decoder there. So what is it? I just thought, hey, you know, it counts for something.
You know what, Sia? That's exactly the kind of win attitude that we like. Whole restaurant, you make all those other people in the restaurant watch. I mean, they usually make the rest of us watch sports. So let's do this back to them. Yeah. Okay. We've got to solve someone's problem. So this is anonymous. And she says, I know it's a she. She says, I've been listening to your show for a while now. I find myself relating to you guys very often. Because of this, I'd like your advice and opinion on something. So obviously, she wants your opinion too, if you're listening to us, and if you can help with this would be really good. She says, I've been toying with the idea of getting a nose job since I was a teenager. It's always been an insecurity of mine, and I feel that I would be more confident and I'd be more happy with my face once I get a nose job. I've also recently become engaged to the love of my life, so I thought, why not get a nose job before I get married? I mean, I might as well do it before the wedding. If I've always wanted to do it, it'll be a double surprise. Nose jobs are extremely expensive, though, so I decided to sell my car and stash the money for the nose job. My parents are currently happy to pay for my wedding, but I'm scared that if they find out I sold the car they gave me, they won't pay for my wedding anymore. This is very complicated, right? I hate lying. So, she says, should I tell them I sold the car to get a nose job and risk them not paying for the wedding? Or should I avoid telling them I sold my car for as long as possible? It would be difficult because they're very nosy parents and would ask me how I managed to pay for a nose job, etc. Or what would you guys suggest? I understand if you don't want to be advice giving on the show, but it would mean a lot if I could get your opinions. Regards, Anonymous. Okay, so I'll go last. Do you want to hop in first?
Okay.
Sia Leanne and anybody else who's got ideas for Anonymous, let us know what you think she should do. Go on. Let's go.
So I also can't stand the lying thing, but I understand exactly why you did it. Firstly, good on you for deciding to get a nose job. I wish I'd had a boob job many years ago, and I regret never doing it because it's plagued me my entire life.
Well, you've got a sore back. You've got a sore back in everything, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, there are a whole lot of issues, like just fitting into clothes and all sorts of things. Anyway, I also don't like the lying thing. And I know that you can't have regrets, but I probably would have told my parents about it before I sold my car. That's it's not very good advice because it's in the past, but I would probably try and get onto the truth path as soon as possible. I mean, your parents might know you might have been battling all your life and they knew about it. So perhaps they'll support it.
All right, Sia, you want to go with anything, add anything to that?
I think Anonymous is in too deep now. The fact that she's sold her car already, there's no way around it. And clearly, it's not even a question as to whether or not she wants to have a nose job since she's gone as far as selling the car. So I think commit to it now. Get that nose job, but also you have to be honest with your parents. Like having this avalanche of a further lie of, oh, well, something happened to the car was stolen, and that is why. Just don't implicate yourself and just dig a deeper hole for yourself. Be honest. See what your parents do. If they don't want to pay for your wedding, ask yes, but you have a new nose.
So there are two separate issues, if you ask me. The first one is the nose job. You have to do that if it makes you happy. And no one else should ever tell you to do that. So as long as it's your decision, you must go ahead and do it. And you can do whatever you want with your money, even if your parents gave you that car. I think if this is a priority for you, something you've always wanted to do, which it certainly sounds like, you go ahead and do it. So the nose, that issue is dealt with. As for the issue of the car and the money, I mean, you know, again, I don't know how you're going to get around, but I suppose you've thought about that. That's probably something that's a lot less complicated for you. But maybe Sia and Leanne are absolutely right on this. I mean, I would always err on the side of truth. The problem with lying, however you do it, is that you have to remember two versions of the truth, and that can become extremely taxing. You know, you only have so much mental energy in a day, and people who lie aren't always just good people because they prefer the truth. They're actually smart as well. They conserve a lot more energy because they only have to remember one series of events, the truth. And even though all of our memories are patchy, it's much easier to remember one line of story than to remember three, because you've told this one this thing, you told that one that thing. And, you know, your wedding's coming up, which is a day to celebrate and be happy. And you don't want to go into that with issues that have been left behind. And even if your parents are nosy, that means they care and they're interested in you. And they want to know stuff because they're probably concerned for your well-being. So tell them. And, you know, here's someone who says something that's, this is very mean, but it's true. Neil says, tell her it's her parents' fault that her nose is shit in the first place and they should actually pay for her to fix it. So, I mean, Neil's got a point. Like, just walk in and say to him, you gave me this. I want to change it. So I'm going to use your money to do it, the car you gave me. Grant says, here's another piece of advice. Grant says, don't have a big wedding. Take the cash, get the nose job, and buy a new car. Your husband agreed to marry you with the nose you have. Leave it. Now, you see, Peter, that's not up to you or the husband. That's up to her. I'm very clear on this thing. Like, I don't even like it when a husband says to a wife or a girlfriend, I'll get you a boob job. Because if she didn't ask for it, if it's something she wants, no problem. But if it's something he wants, that's not right. You know, you don't get to redesign someone else's body. You don't get to improve or change someone else's look. So if it's up to her, then that's cool, and we have no say in that. But the husband, he probably knows this stuff. I mean, I'm sure they talk about it. The car was a gift, and she can do with it whatever she wants, is what Dude 69 says. Just like Leanne, who kept the jewelry she was given by her husband and her past lovers, all those past lovers, Leanne, all of them.
All of my past, all of the diamonds.
All the diamonds and the jewels from your past lovers. Sure.
Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah. You can't, if someone gives you a gift, you could do what you want with it. You could sell it.
I think that they're different standards with different people. Like an ex who you are not in a relationship anymore and who you don't have in your life is one thing in my books. But your family, and it's not like, you know, they gave you a Swatch watch that you think you can get rid of in 3 years or re-gift. You know, this is a car. It's a big thing. It's a mode of transport. It's to help you out, not get into debt in the first few years of your working life. It's and then you give that away without considering them or letting them know.
Well,
I'd feel some type of way if I were the parents, honestly. Yeah,
that's even more reason to be discussing it with them. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah. So they'll be cross with you. I don't think they'll refuse to pay for your wedding. I mean, they don't sound like cruel, mean people. And if that's their way of responding to you wanting to do something for yourself, I don't think that they've got the right attitude then. But I think you should take a chance. Trust them and see what happens. I really think you've got to be as honest as you can as quickly as possible. That's what you've got to do. Mm-hmm. Even if it costs you. And you know what? If they say, we're not paying for your wedding and you're a disgrace and I can't believe you're going to waste this money on a nose job, and say to them, you know, I could have spent it on a blow job.
No, that will not.
Yeah. Could have sold my car to buy drugs.
Yeah.
Good point. Not to put the fear of God into you, Anonymous, but I hope you don't have passive aggressive parents like mine, who, when my two sisters got tongue rings in secret, and one of them ended up having a tongue infection and was really struggling to speak for a while, my mother set her up on Sunday to say, you're going to do a Bible reading in front of the whole congregation. Ooh. That's when
that is some mean shit.
When I got my first tattoo at 16 with consulting my dad and not consulting my mother, I came back home and it's the tattoo on my wrist. She gave me a broom and she said, you go and you sweep this whole entire yard, and try sweeping a yard with like one hand. So I hope you don't have parents.
No, that's terrible. That's so mean. Just a couple of other people's opinions here. It sounds like this is from Corona's Boring. It says, Anonymous, looks will always fade. No one is perfect, and if you're unhappy with the body you're in, a new nose might simply reveal more body flaws. More importantly, ask your fiancé about it. Yes, but the decision is ultimately hers, I'm going to have to say again. Lenise says it will only escalate. It might hurt them even more that you didn't talk to them about that. Yeah, good point. Okay, so I hope that's dealt with it. I don't know how much other useful advice we're going to get, but if you have any, then you can send it in to us. White Barry says, question on our local COVID vaccinations. Do South Africans also need to go for two jabs like everywhere else? I think, isn't it dependent on which vaccine you have?
Yeah, the one that's going out at the moment, and I think it depends on the area as well that you're in. But the one that I almost went for would have been two jabs.
By the way, your story about going to Discovery the other day, Leanne, has got a whole lot of people talking, they're wondering when they can register. So you said you went online and registered, or they
sent you can register now immediately, once you get the number, you've got it, and then you just wait for your age group.
All right.
So yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Well, use it, don't use it. And depends on where you stand on how you feel about it. Because, Leanne, you said one of the reasons why you didn't do it, even though you went there, was that you thought, no, it would be of better use to someone who needs it more urgently, like someone older.
No, well, I didn't have a choice in the matter.
Oh, you know, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's
I'm not saying I would have taken the vaccines from a 60-year-old, but no, the answer was no. I just couldn't have it
out of their hands. It seems like there still are glitches in the system here and there. I know of someone who is a year older than me, so 27 years old, who's under discovery and got a jab yesterday. I thought they got an SMS the day before.
Right.
They thought, okay, I'm not going to question it. They rocked up to the offices and they were able to get a jab. So,
okay, well, you know, you might be able to. Otherwise, alternatively, I could suggest something else. If you are having trouble getting the vaccination and you really want it, there's this guy. I saw his ad on a street poll the other day. Powerful, powerful, powerful Sangoma. All life problems. So he says here he can help with fix homes, court cases, financial problems, attraction, divorce, family problems. He's really, this is the guy, and I would take down his number if I were you.
Absolutely.
Maybe get hold of him. He's a very, very powerful Sangoma, that one. So if you need help, that was on the road the other day, and I thought, you know what? There are so many of our listeners who could use that information, and let's not leave them out in the cold. So terrific, terrific stuff. You see how I try to bring in a bit of community service with what I do?
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm here to help. Thank you for my service. Yes. Thank me for my service. That's quite right. So in the next half hour, I'm going to tell you this bizarre story. Elson from Zimbabwe sent it to me. It's about Robert Mugabe, who we thought was dead and buried, right? Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Didn't he lie in state?
You are not going to believe this story. It's amazing, and it'll blow your mind, because the story of Robert Mugabe is not finished. There's more. But wait, there's more. And that's all coming up in the next hour, so stick around for that. We also got Sean Saunders on to talk to us a little bit about the incredibly rocky road that cryptocurrency has been on in the last 2 weeks. What's happening there? What are the current prices looking like? And he will fill us in on all of those details and more. And we'll also take your comments, your thoughts, your calls. 079-748-2090. You can also get hold of us on YouTube by just sending a message straight to screen. So here's some useful information. You're technically, this is according to Adrian, you're technically only meant to register as an under 60 if you are a healthcare worker at the moment. Only Pfizer vaccines are being administered. And apparently, only the Pfizer vaccine requires a second jab. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca require only one.
And the gap is, so if you had one now, the next one would be in August.
Right.
Oh.
It's a three-month gap, I believe.
So Carl says, if you're under 30 with no comorbidity and you go to get the vaccine, I don't think that's good. Yeah, I think you're taking someone else's place then. So I would agree with that. Neil wants to know if that Sangoma also does a penis enlargement. Well, which, I mean, what self-respecting Sangoma doesn't, right? All of them. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, really.
Give them a call, Neil. Tell them we referred you.
Neil, I'll just pop it back up for you so you can just get the number down. There he is, the powerful Sangoma, okay?
If you tell them that you heard of them on Cliff Central, you'll get a 10% discount.
That's right.
That discount code.
Just use the code Cliff Central, and you will get a 20% off with the powerful Sangoma that I found on that street pole.
Oh, no.
But you'll only have to buy one chicken as opposed to two black chickens.
Correct. Yeah. Very good point.
Part of the discount.
All right. And
is that how you can pay with chickens?
You pay with chickens. Oh. You can pay with rent. You can pay with pretty much anything as long as it's got value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very, very important. But yes, make sure that you've got the right payment, because there's nothing worse. A lot of these Sangomas haven't yet got a credit card machine, and I find that I find it very frustrating. When I go for my monthly penis enlargements with my powerful Sangoma, then I often have to pay with credit card, and then they look at me, they're like, what are you doing? I don't know how to use this. So don't want to get into that situation.
I've really affected the chicken population with all the lost lover sessions that I've had as well.
So many. And you have to, don't you have to sometimes hand in some of those diamonds and jewels that you have from your exes just to pay for the...
Those are definitely acceptable payments.
Yes, absolutely.
All of the past lovers.
Yes, all of them. There's just thousands of them. It's just unbelievable. The last time I got 20% off from a Sangoma, I was disappointed, says Carl. Yes, spot on. All right, when we come back, all of that and a whole lot more. Stick around, cliffcentral.com. It's a Wednesday morning. Powerful, powerful Wednesday morning. Thanks to powerful Sangomas. Cliffcentral.com.